senators and House members that are trying to come together.
President Trump on Wednesday urged Republicans to embrace a larger stimulus package.
Fox's John Decker. And the nation's largest public school system, New York City, delays in-classroom learning from next Monday to September 29th for some lower grades, October 1st for middle and high schools. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Finally, the effects of Sally are going to slowly start to fade out. There'll still be a few lingering showers around scattered across the area today. Cloudy with a high temperature up to about 80. Slight chance of showers tonight and Friday. They'll be widely scattered. Overnight low 68, up to about 81 tomorrow. Our weekend temperatures are very comfortable. High in the upper 70s Saturday and Sunday. Lows at night around 60. We'll leave in a small chance, just a tiny chance both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Impacts from Hurricane Sally are being felt across central and south Alabama. There are 160,000 power outages across the state, according to the latest update from Alabama Power. There are at least 25,000 outages in central Alabama. Several roads are closed because of flooding in the city of Troy. City streets have been closed in Andalusia and Opp, and Crenshaw and Covington County roads have also been shut down. Pike County officials have deemed their roads impassable until they can be inspected. And Denmark's Mountaintop Industries announced they will open a new manufacturing facility in Montgomery. Mountaintop Industries makes aluminum roll covers for pickup trucks. The new Montgomery facility will create 90 full-time jobs. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one. Don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for tax relief that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-704-9936. 800-704-9936. 800-704-9936.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Good afternoon, everyone. You have April Marie Fogle here filling in for Dan Morris again. And it looks like maybe not as long as you, as I mentioned before. Dan wants to come back a little sooner, so we're going to play this one by ear. You may only have me a few more days. But if you have enjoyed my random thoughts and ransom raves, you can always find me on social media at April Marie, APRYLMARIE, on the Facebook, the Twitter, and the Parler. Keeping me out of trouble today, or at least going to attempt, is Joey Clark.
Right, right.
We already figured out, I almost said one bad word already.
Right. And but you were quoting somebody.
I was quoting somebody, right. But still. There is so much. So normally when I try to prepare for a show, I'm like looking for topics that I think would be interesting to you guys, the listeners, of course, and things I feel strongly about. If I don't feel strongly about it, I don't want to talk about it, okay? That's sure. Pretty much my rule of thumb. So Kanye West has gotten himself into, he's just in Twitter timeout. He got himself banned from Twitter for a few hours for doing some wacko things. But he had an interesting campaign update. We're going to talk about that today. Patagonia, the outdoor clothing company,
sure.
Has a controversial opinion and weighing in on elections. We're going to talk about that. COVID looks like there might be an at-home test that is almost market ready. That would be huge. Game changer, right?
Yes.
You have an employee come in. You take their temperature. Maybe it's a little higher than normal. You have them go ahead and do a nose swab right there and check out if they have it. The Attorney General on fire.
Yes.
I mean, there's no other way to put it. Just in the last 48 hours, he has said more things we could talk about than I think Sessions did in a year, as much as I love Sessions.
Were you able to find the Hillsdale, the full sit down and video of it?
I didn't. Did you
yeah,
see
I
that?
Haven't found it yet.
No,
I'm going to keep looking.
I've got just quotes coming in.
Right.
But I mean, he has been on fire. And what's interesting is, and again, it's almost like the press secretary, Trump's spokeswoman. I feel like Trump maybe has a team around him that actually reflects his style. You know, as much again as I love Sessions, Burr's on it. He's not holding back. Shockingly, some more BLM updates. Polling for BLM has dropped 12 points since June. This is not actually shocking at all. So we're going to talk about that and a lot of other things. So I want you guys to buckle up and hang tight for 3 hours of madness with me. I don't know. I mentioned as I was going out, and what I'm going to start the show with is the 16th Street Baptist bombing victim. Mm-hmm. Did you have you looked at this at all?
A little bit.
For those who are not familiar, so of course there was the incredibly, I don't know, tragic, unfortunate, crazy bombing at the 16th Street Baptist Church that was where several young black girls died, and it was the act of the Ku Klux Klan. And it happened September 15th, so we just passed the anniversary of it, of 1963, a Sunday morning. And one of the living victims is now asking Governor Ivey and the state to do two things. One, issue a formal apology. And two, compensate the victim. And when I first saw this, I thought, oh, not again. And here's the thing is I will always, this is an undoubtedly tragic incident, an undoubtedly horrible crime to which, again, Jug Jones has gotten a lot of notoriety and a lot of coverage in his efforts to prosecute those involved. But here we are again in 2020. Many, many years after the bombing, and now the victim is asking for compensation and, again, a formal apology. Do we need this to move on? Does the victim need this to move on? And this is where I get caught on if we have to apologize. Now, the logic, by the way, let's give you the logic here. The lawyer says that it was... let me read the statement from the lawyers maintained that Alabama public officials at the time, especially Governor George Wallace, set the stage for violence against blacks by encouraging people to, quote, take the offensive against efforts to end racial segregation. The lawyer said, and I'm quoting here from a statement he made to AL today or AL.com, Ms. Collins Rudolph was never received an apology, support, medical care, counseling of any kind, or acknowledgement from the state for her injuries, even though those injuries were caused by criminals directly incited by state leaders to, quote, take the offensive on white supremacy and pay the, quote, hard price to retain, quote, freedom of race. It is signed by three attorneys, dated on Monday, this past Monday, which was one day before the 57th anniversary of the attack. 57 years have gone by. I'm conflicted. I'm conflicted because my feelings initially say, well, you know, if this woman needs closure, let's help her get closure. But on the other hand, does this open the floodgates for every victim of every crime coming back and wanting more? And what really is the state's responsibility? What are you thinking, Joey?
I would need to know more of the history of how it was later investigated and people were brought to justice. And also I would be asking, if I was the governor, questions of what is the precedent for these sorts of actions of compensating a victim from the state. Obviously, the question is not, does Governor Ivey herself apologize? It would be on behalf of the government. But I would want to know more about, okay, where was the ball dropped, and what is precedent for these sorts of compensation?
It's a very odd, to me, it's a very odd request. And of course, the timing coincides with all of the BLM movement and all of the racial equality and inequality conversations that are going on. I looked it up, and it looks like nearly every governor since then has acknowledged and condemned the act on the anniversary. It's almost universal. I can't find a single governor. If I just put in the 16th Street bombing and then every single governor has condemned it, which makes me think that is enough. I'm hoping I'm not being racially insensitive here, because I don't mean to be, but I don't want to set the precedent of the governor feeling like they have to apologize for every incident, years later. At what point do we say, do we come back 20 and 30 years from now and have people asking the governor then to apologize for the statues not being removed or for all the things they find offensive that are going on today? What are we doing? We've got Red Top on the line weighing in on this. Hey, Red Top, what are your thoughts?
I'm going to weigh real heavy. I was alive when it happened here in Montgomery, Alabama, and I remember vividly everything about it. And, there's not a damn soul in Alabama that's responsible for this, but the Ku Klux Klan, they need to go Ku Klux Klan. George Wallace was a complete idiot and was an embarrassment to this state for all the things that he did. He had no responsibility, or anybody in the state government had anything to do with that bombing. This was all private citizens. And just to even assume or even ask for something like this is an insult to everybody's intelligence and everybody in the state of Alabama. No damn way, as far as I'm concerned. Do you have any questions for me, for somebody who lived through it?
Red Top, you bring up a good point. No, and I say that all the time. The individuals who commit crimes are solely responsible for the crimes they commit. Now, there are instigators, such as at some of these rallies and riots going on now, who will egg on people and do other things. But can you say Governor Wallace is responsible? And if so, would he be personally responsible, not the state being responsible, for this bombing? And again, as I mentioned, every single governor, nearly every president, nearly anyone I can find associated with public office in Alabama has condemned this bombing.
Absolutely.
When is enough enough?
It's never enough. And so this is quite obvious that it's never enough. And the whole premise is absurd. George Wallace was correctly castrated whenever he stood in front of the state steps of the University of Alabama, and he had to let those nice people in to become students. At that point, he was powerless. And he may have had a few people hang on and all this kind of stuff, but George Wallace was never going to go anywhere after that, and he stood for the wrong thing. He admitted he stood for the wrong thing. And he had made his own deal with the devil, and he tried to resolve it. So, no reparations for anybody for anything, because nobody did anything but the Ku Klux Klan go after the Klan. And a lot of the people, the good people of Alabama, and I'll tell you, black and white people get along in Alabama. We don't have these problems here. We have resolved our issues, and this is a state very much at peace with itself, and I'm very much at peace with myself. Of course, I don't have racial issues anyway, because I'm Catholic, and Catholics do not see color. We are universal and love our brothers, whoever they are. And so I know this may be strong medicine for some people, but I speak for the truth because I was there.
Well, so, I appreciate your perspective, Red Top. You end up where I end up. I end up with is that I feel like there is not a single. It would be different if this was if the bombing itself was glossed over and wasn't acknowledged. But as I mentioned, I cannot find one single elected official who hasn't condemned this bombing. It is a the historical 16th Church. It became an issue when they wanted to change the street to to Black Lives Matter Street, and many civil rights leaders came out and opposed that because of the national significance of that bombing and the tone that not just the state but the nation took in response, because that was one of those. You don't have to be black or white or Republican or Democrat to know this was horrific and to condemn it.
And these people take their problems to another state. Alabama's gotten over it. Alabama's sending the next man to the moon. That's where Alabama is.
There you go, Red Top.
Thanks
for calling in and weighing in. I really do think there is something to be said for moving forward. As a state, and I do. If it was up to me, I do not know. Besides, again, acknowledging the anniversary, I don't know that the state or the governor needs to issue an official apology. I feel like all of the other references to this throughout history should be taken as that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we?
Yeah, time
okay.
for a break.
It is time for a break. We've got April Marie Fogel here filling in for Dan Morris for today, and maybe a couple more days, maybe not till the end of the month this time. But stay tuned, and you'll want to tune in tomorrow. I'll definitely be back tomorrow. We will be right back after this short break.
Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your Steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
Hey, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. We are a state-licensed drafting company located here in Wetumpka. We draw residential and commercial blueprints for new builds, additions, remodels, or renovations. And that includes those as-builts or building mapping for those projects with no blueprints. So if COVID got you staying at home and you got that fever to remodel the kitchen, the bathroom, or the garage, or even start from scratch, then give us a call and let us draw what you dream. You can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Alignable, or LinkedIn, or even our own website at BigBlockDesigns.com. Have a better day.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm supposed to start talking now, but I'm kind of digging the music.
Woo! Hello, everyone. You've got April Marie Fogel here filling in for Dan Morris. Okay, so I mentioned at the start of the show, Patagonia sparked controversy by what they stitched inside their clothing tags. Mm-hmm. Nothing like a little virtue signaling from the clothing industry.
Right.
Oh, that reminds me of another topic I've got. We've got to talk about the First Lady's boots. Yeah, that's happening after the next break. Okay, so back to Patagonia. What they did was they stitched a little note on the back of their tags that say, and I'm not going to say the whole word because, you know, we're on air, vote the a-holes out.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was like, what? Is this a message about Trump? But here's what they said in an official statement. They insist it's not about Trump. It's about climate change. Now, on the other hand, if you're saying anybody who doesn't support crazy climate change policy and theories, then they're an a-hole, then in fact you are talking about Trump.
Right.
So it's like the statement was a little misleading because it was like, well, not directly. We're talking about people who don't support climate change policy, but wouldn't that include Trump? And basically, under that theory, you're basically talking about 8 or 9 out of 10 Republicans.
Well, and when you think about it, April Marie, if you look back in history, aren't all great men and great women, too, who have led countries been considered jerks, to put it another way, in one way or another?
Well,
it's kind of a requirement of power.
I've had this conversation a lot because I ran for office in my early 20s, and I've been around elected officials pretty much my entire adult life because of my choice in career. And it takes a special kind of person to stand up and say, in this crowded field, I am the best.
Sure.
I am either the smartest or the most competent, or I'm going to be able to get things done more so than the other people on the stage. Yeah. You kind of have to have a little bit of...
Narcissism?
Yeah. Or at least, again, you don't have to necessarily be a narcissist, but there is something. And again, until you've run, which at that point I had helped a number of candidates by the time I ran, and I realized there is something psychological inside you that gives you the ability to say, vote for me.
Right.
And when someone says, why should I vote for you over that guy? You literally have to say, I'm the better choice. I'm the better candidate. And when you do this repeatedly, I could see how someone would say that's a little bit of a egotistical a-hole thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, ambition is always looked upon with skepticism, but you got to have it if you're going to run for office.
Yeah, so back to this tag. Vote the a-holes out is what they stitched into their clothing tags. People had mixed reactions to it, customers. Because here's the deal. This is a clothing line that's meant for outdoors, okay? And while, yes, a lot of you, when you, some people think outdoorsy, they think, you know, kind of the gruffy, hippie, environmental type. But there are a lot of people who like outdoors. Three days a week, I walk outdoor trail. That doesn't, when it gets cold, I'm going to need something like a Patagonia jacket. Now, will I actually buy one with this stitch into the pocket? Meh, maybe I'll look for a different brand. Sure. I don't know if it'll dissuade me necessarily, but it did. Some people panned it as a cheap marketing ploy, which kind of was. We're talking about it today. I'm talking about it. Lots of people have been talking about it on Twitter. So the official statement says it refers to politicians from any party who deny or disregard the climate crisis, because their pockets are lined with money from oil and gas interest.
Oh.
Thank you for that. I can't. I can't. So, interesting, in case you are a big outdoorsy person, the next time you buy a Patagonia outfit, here's the thing, is they sell children's clothing. Is this stitched into the children's clothing? I haven't seen anybody say that.
Is it on all clothing or is it on just some attire? There's a picture of it on a story I'm going to go ahead and add to my Facebook just in case you guys are curious.
Well, if you're going to have crass political messaging in your clothing, at least make it age appropriate.
Vote the boogers out.
Yeah, there
Vote
you go.
Vote the boogers.
Yeah.
Okay, so that leads me to, and I'm going to start this conversation before we have to take a break in just 5 minutes or so. But I get this email this morning, and sometimes I shake my head at the emails I get because I run Alabama Today. That's altoday.com. I own it and run it. It's part of my small business projects. And so I get press releases from across the spectrum, businesses, individuals, groups. This morning, I got a press release from the Biden-Harris campaign. So this is from them directly. And it is a statement from Vice President Joe Biden and Dr. Jill Biden on Hurricane Sally in the Gulf Coast. Speaking of which, it was not as bad as I thought it would be weather-wise. Yesterday, it rained the whole way home.
Right.
But today was pretty much better than I thought. I thought it was going to rain today. I was going to see a lot more. I know there are some areas that are flooded, but right. But at any rate, Jill and I are praying for everyone from the Gulf Coast in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and Florida, and up the East Coast into the Carolinas as Hurricane Sally unleashes fury and flood, leaving hundreds of thousands without power and evacuating their homes. I thought, okay, that's a normal statement, right? Then he goes out, our hearts also go out to the California, Oregon,
sure,
all the wildfires, okay? Next statement. Third statement. Every year, the devastating impacts of climate change in billions of dollars in damage and immeasurable loss of lives sets new records as new records of destruction in big cities, small towns, and coastlines. Blah.
Yeah.
Seriously? Did you okay, why don't we leave a statement saying, my heart goes out to the families and businesses impacted by these tragedies. Leave it there, right? Like, if you have lost your home, if you have lost your business, if you are being flooded, any of those things, can we not make a statement without pandering? You mentioned offline. It's almost, I'm going to tell you the rest of this for those listening. It's happening everywhere. It's happening now. And it's happening while we fight off a historic pandemic and economic recession.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be this bad.
Mm-hmm.
We can come together as a nation guided by science that can save life and grounded by economics that create millions of American jobs. Wait for it. Union jobs.
Mm-hmm.
He actually wrote that. Hold on. Grounded by economics that can create millions of American jobs. Union jobs to make us safe, stronger, and more resilient. Hey, do you remember, if you weren't tuning in yesterday, I read a statement about the great jobs, Biden's green plan,
yeah,
what it would do to jobs. Around 5 million estimated job losses because of their green plan. And so we have to keep the faith in the capacity of the American people to act, not deny, to lead, not to scapegoat, and to care for each other for generations to come. When we come back from the break, I'm going to really have a strong reaction to this because there are a number of things he didn't mention. Again, the headline is about the Gulf Coast, but then he throws in the wildfires there but doesn't mention forest management or liberal policies at all. That would be distasteful to do.
No.
But he did manage to get a little, hey, I'm going to create jobs, union jobs in there. I got nothing. It's so frustrating.
Before we hit this break, April Marie, I have a question for you, though. It has nothing to do with politics.
Oh, okay.
Are you hungry?
I'm always hungry. You know this.
Well,
where's East? East offered to bring me lunch yesterday.
Well,
I'm always. Don't tell me. You're going to describe more Sweet Creek.
Yes.
Oh.
You need to go by Sweet Creek Farm Market if you haven't yet.
It's going
to
happen.
I mean, they have incredible sandwiches. Dan's favorite, one of my favorites, is the Cuban. And it's a twist. It's not a classic Cuban. It's a southern twist on the Cuban sugar. But they also have award-winning barbecue, like ribs. Their ribs are literally fall off the bone. Homemade ice cream.
That sounds so
cookies
good.
Bigger than your face.
I don't need a cookie as big as my face.
Oh, it's you do. Yeah, you need one of those cookies in your life. But also, they have a special right now on Lady Cream
Peas. Ooh, yeah, those
peas.
Sound good.
So they were just harvested. Again, Lady Cream Peas, $19 for a half bushel. That's 5 pounds, folks. Locally grown. Go check those out. And also, Reed just made a trip to North Carolina. to go get some Honey Crisp apples. They are also incredibly fresh. No herbicide, no wax on them. No, they're ready to go. Eat. We're just picked. So y'all go by Sweet Creek Farm Market today and be sure to tell Reed or Karen Ingram that the Dan Moore Show sent you. And also, if you want to get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket, $60 worth of whatever you want to put in that gift basket, give us a call and we'll put you in the drawing. But you got to ask to be put in the drawing. We're not going to do, you know, hold your hand through this.
Yeah.
You got to ask for free stuff to get free stuff.
That seems fair.
I think so.
That seems fair. All right. You've got April Marie Fogle here filling in for Dan Moore. Stay tuned. I'm going to close up on this Biden press release when we get back. And then talk Kanye.
The Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is your roving reporter. Today, I'm speaking with the Loch Ness Monster.
Hello!
Now, you live out here in the Loch.
Well, it's really a lake.
But they call it a Loch.
Yeah, lake, Loch, whatever floats your boat.
And being an aquatic creature, you probably don't have many places to keep your money.
Well, I used to keep it in the lake.
Loch.
Yeah, whatever. But it got kind of soggy, so I decided to make a change.
Where do you keep your money now?
My friend David Ernest looks after my money for me.
Really?
Yeah, really. I just call him at 279-7431, and he takes care of the rest. I never have to leave the lake.
Loch.
Whatever.
So your advice to everyone and creatures like yourself?
Call David Ernest at 279-7431, and he will take care of your money for you. He will lock it in.
Don't you mean lake it in?
Well, now, that's just stupid.
Call David Ernest, 279-7431. Mind if I ask you a question?
Oh, no, go ahead, shoot.
Do you know Bigfoot?
I think we're friends on Facebook.
Kingback Ranch and Event Center is gearing up for our fall festival, and you're invited. October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. There will be fall treats, fun games, contests, and much more. Hook up to your camper or rent a cabin on our 125 acres of rolling hills and lakes, and welcome in the fall. Admission is $7. Kids under 3 are free. The Kickback Ranch Fall Festival, October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. Go to kickbackranch.net for more information or call 286-4140.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
I'm Lillian Wu. Heated words in the face-off over another coronavirus stimulus package. Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer calling the funds essential to crushing the virus.
The White House, led by this divisive, nasty, how low can you go president, have refused to do it.
Speaking a short while ago, a key Republican, though, has a different take.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows on Fox News expressing optimism that Republicans and Democrats can soon find a compromise.
It's also Republican senators and House members that are trying to come together.
President Trump on Wednesday urged Republicans to embrace a larger stimulus package.
Fox's John Decker. And the nation's largest public school system, New York City, delays in-classroom learning from next Monday to September 29th for some lower grades, October 1st for middle and high schools. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Finally, the effects of Sally are going to slowly start to fade out. There'll still be a few lingering showers around scattered across the area today. Cloudy with a high temperature up to about 80. Slight chance of showers tonight and Friday. They'll be widely scattered. Overnight low 68 up to about 81 tomorrow. Our weekend temperatures are very comfortable. High in the upper 70s Saturday and Sunday. Lows at night around 60. We'll leave in a small chance, just a tiny chance both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
Hello, everyone. You have April Marie Fogle and my little annoying nagging cough here. Joey Clark. Hanging out, keeping me out of trouble.
And if you keep coughing like that, you know the rule the president laid down for the studio.
If you're going to cough, please leave the room.
Yeah, that's not going to work because I'll clearly just not be here. So I was talking about the Joe Biden press release, and it just struck me as tone deaf, which is not the first and only time Joe Biden has struck me as tone deaf. But when you're talking about, you know, actually writing something that may get some traction besides people like me mocking it, you probably want to write something a little bit more heartfelt, a little less, as you said, issues bingo-y. He followed that up this morning, about 10 minutes ago, with a tweet. And his tweet is, if you make under $400,000, gosh, I wish I made $400,000. Yeah. That would be phenomenal.
That would be the lap of luxury.
You will not pay a penny more in taxes when I'm president. The super wealthy and big corporations will finally pay their fair share and will invest that money in working families. We're going to reward work, not wealth. Again, so much to unpack there. We're going to reward work, not wealth. Okay? Most people work to earn money for whatever reason they want money or need money or have money, which would be wealth. This is a very weird, we're going to take your money and distribute it. Everybody pay their fair share. There's a lot, again, with the buzzwords, the liberal whatever here. So I went ahead and found the Tax Foundation has a phenomenal little guide to Biden's taxes here. So he's going to repeal the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, the income tax reductions for those earning over $400,000, restoring the top income rate to 39.6%. It's currently 37%. It's going to be phased out. He's going to change taxing capital gains up from a top rate of 23.8% for anybody earning over $1 million. He's going to cap itemized deductions. Deductions. They always talk deductions. They go after this, and I don't understand why. To me, we should be figuring out where we want to put our money, invest our money, versus giving it to the government to dole out. I tend to give my money to places that are meaningful to me. So I give to the Women's Homeless Shelter. I give to the Humane Society I mentioned today. Mm-hmm. Part of the reason I was early is I foster puppies. For those who haven't heard me on the News and Views show, I foster for the Humane Society have for a little over a year. And so for my son's fourth birthday, I had two puppies. So I give money to the women's shelter, the Humane Society. I love me some puppies. To children's literacy. But at any rate, I decide where I'm going to spend my money. He wants to change that. He's going to change itemized deduction. Again, primarily for those over $400,000, which again I'd be safe to that for that rule. But the people, even the wealthy, should be able to determine where they want their money to go. He's going to raise the corporate income tax from 21 to 28%. He's going to impose a 15% minimum book tax on corporations. It goes on and it goes on and it goes on. The Tax Foundation has decided that this would raise a little over $3.8 trillion over 10 years, but it would also eliminate about 585,000 full-time equivalent jobs. And again, companies can decide where they're based, right? Mm-hmm. If you start chasing businesses out of our country, they will go. I mean, people choose to live here. I don't know why liberals don't understand this. Why liberals vilify the wealthy, the successful.
I don't know either, especially because the liberals are often the wealthy. Maybe it's a self-hate thing or a guilt thing. I don't know.
I live just outside of Mountain Brook, Alabama, and I joke all the time that if those who live in Mountain Brook, Alabama, who are liberals, instead of giving to Democrat candidates, gave to the programs in our community to address poverty, to address the income or the education disparities, and some of those other issues that we have in the Birmingham region, we wouldn't have those anymore.
Right.
If they gave of their money and talked, instead of just talking the talk and trying to vote for people who raise taxes, if they instead gave of their income in the same way, then again, it's like the guy, and I didn't get to it yesterday when I talk about it, the billionaire who gave all of his money away. If you, Joey Clark, have $1 million and you're a liberal, and instead of continuing to just vote for Democrats who promise to give your money to all the poor people, just give your money to the poor people.
Right.
If that's what you want to do.
Well, and it's not just give money away. It's what a lot of folks have done in the nation's history. They start charities, foundations, hospitals, schools. I mean, these are usually what philanthropists do.
The attacks on the wealthy, I've never understood it, okay? I don't make $400,000, but I don't want to vilify those who do. And one day I'd love to.
Right.
I'm not right in the right business for that, by the way. I would really have to make some serious career changes if I wanted to earn that much in this lifetime.
Yeah, for me, it's not so much the dollar amount. It's like, how did you make it? And I don't mean like, oh, I don't like that industry. I mean, did you get some special deal privilege? Did you do it illegitimately, illegally?
Whole different ball of wax.
Did you do it based on merit, offering a great product, service, an ingenious idea, or did you get some special deal? And that's where I start to become skeptical at the special deals. Interesting thing, April Marie, and it kind of drives me nuts. The marginal income tax rates go up, they go down, they go up, they go down. If you look at decades and decades of our history of this going on, back and forth, when Democrats get in power, Republicans get in power, no matter changes in income taxes, mm-hmm. even things like cap gains, the government collects about 18 to 20% of GDP. The only time they actually increase and have changed that metric of GDP percentage is when they up payroll taxes in the 80s. And if you think about it, the wealthy know how to move money around.
They do.
This is why they can afford tax accountants. And, you know, God love them for it. But us out here working, we can't avoid payroll taxes. So if you up that tax or if you lower that tax is what I would hope, that can change the calculus of how much you're bringing in or taking away from the government.
It just bothers me. It just bothers me that the Democrats think they are so much smarter than the individuals. It bothers me that they vilify wealth. I don't think wealth is a bad thing. Do you remember the like anti-one percenters? Let's mm-hmm. just go after the one percenters.
Right.
And I'm like, why? Like, tell me why. Just because they have money doesn't make them bad. I remember growing up in a time when people aspired for wealth, right? Like we're going to all work and whatever your version of wealth was. I have hit, by the way, when I remember very distinctly as a child, what kind of my goals in life was. Mm-hmm. And one of them was to be a homeowner. And one of them was to not live paycheck to paycheck. And, you know, I kind of had these, which if you grow up lower middle class, which is what I did, we skirted the line. We started in poverty and then my parents started working multiple jobs and then they got to a place where they were making more to the minimum wage and we were low on the low side of middle class. But my goals were not to be a millionaire. They were not to make $400,000.
Right.
They were to own a house, not to live paycheck to paycheck, not to come home and have the power turned off after school. And I'm living that. I'm perfectly happy living that. But I don't hold or begrudge those who have gone far further than me. Those who live in the neighborhood, you know, a mile away from me who have the $1 million house. I don't look at that and go, those suckers, those jerks. They should be taxed more because they have accomplished something different than me.
And there are a lot of, you know, there's that older, it's now older now, the book, The Millionaire Next Door.
Oh, I love that book.
But the idea is a lot of folks who end up having millions of dollars to their name, they're not full of, you know, glitz and glam and artifice and I have to show that I'm living this luxurious life. They often are living a modest life. And also, there are a lot of people who consider themselves wealthy that maybe somebody who's a social scientist looks down from the ivory tower, look at how poor these people are.
Right.
Why don't you go talk to them and see how they're actually living their life, what they have chosen to do with their life.
It reminds me the parable of the fisherman living on the island, and the wealthy guy comes and says, you can earn a lot of money if you just grow this, and earn a lot of money to do what? To live the way I'm living. Papa B is on the line. How's it going, Papa B?
Hey, April Marie. You know, I keep on wanting to call you Anna Marie because that's my daughter's name.
Aw, good name.
And, you know, y'all are about the same age, and your voice sounds similar, so I'm sorry. But April Marie, I tried to get it right.
That's okay.
And you're smart enough to figure this out. It's not, you say, I don't know why or I can't understand. You do, too. You know, a liberal will give you the shirt. We'll give somebody the shirt off of your back.
Now, that is exactly right.
Not the shirt off of their back, but the shirt off of your back. You know, they want somebody else. They got these big concepts and ideas, and then they want to say, okay, well, y'all go pay for it. No, not them. And, you know, up in Mountain Brook, I have a brother that lives in Mountain Brook, and it's a funny, funny thing. They have this great school. They do. It's a fantastic school. You know, all community is a big, you know, community-oriented type of place. I call it the money wall. You know, there's a money wall in Mountain Brook, and one of the money walls is taxes. So, you know, car tag taxes in Mountain Brook is outrageous. I don't know if you know this or not.
All the taxes are outrageous.
Well, particularly in Mountain Brook.
No, that's what I'm saying, Mountain Brook taxes, yeah.
So the game is this. If you live in Mountain Brook, and then all of a sudden you can name your homestead down at Mountain Brook South, which is Will Point at Lake Martin, by the way. if you didn't know, that's where Mountain Brook South is, in Lake Martin. You know, then you cannot, you know, you can avoid those car tags. Oops, all of a sudden you got Tallapoosa car tags.
Look at you. Well, I never even considered that.
My, isn't that smart?
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go to another county. Well, you know, people find a way to get around taxes. Well, whoop-de-doo, of course they do, you know. But, you know, taxing the wealthy, that's always the big shout and hoot and holler about the, you know, the Democrats in the country. But it really never works out well for anybody, to be honest with you. I think there's a certain amount of responsibility that we all have toward civil society, but after that, it basically gets into lining the pockets of those people that are crying wolf the loudest. There's my take on it, and that's my soapbox moment for the day, April Marie.
Well, thank you, Papa B. I have always said every time I see celebrities or wealthy weigh in on these discussions about taxing the rich, nobody is stopping you from paying more. Feel free to write the check to Uncle Sam. I don't think there are very many people who are doing that because they know Uncle Sam isn't going to spend that money wisely. Very rarely do these millionaires or billionaires go, you know what? I want to contribute to making the country better and then give money to the government. What they will do is they will buy the computers. They will support a foundation. They'll find a nonprofit. Even when they create foundations, very rarely are those foundations going to actually give to a government entity. They may give to a project the government is working on, but very rarely are they going to say, hey, here's city of whatever, here's city of Montgomery.
Right.
Take this money and spend it how you will. They are investing in very specific projects and programs. And so when I see these, you know, again, these issue, what are we going to call them? These like bumper sticker solutions, these like issue dangling here, let's appeal to those who don't know any better. Because the guy who sitting at home who's making $30,000 and $40,000, maybe to him it sounds like a great idea. We're going to tax the rich. But let's honestly talk about what is happening and who pays for this at the end of the day. Because at the end of the day, the wealthy is going to find a way to stay wealthy, and it's the little guy who gets hurt. Kyle's on the line. Hey, Kyle, how's it going?
Good, good. How are y'all today?
Good. I'm good.
Good, good. Hey, you know, this all likens back to the fair tax.
Okay? Ooh, fair tax and flat taxes. I'm surprised not more fair taxes or flat taxers have called in.
Yeah, not flat tax, fair tax.
Yep.
Okay.
I hear from both groups frequently.
Right, because what makes somebody who makes minimum wage, what makes them different than that CEO? Nothing. We're all Americans, mm-hmm. okay? It's just that the CEO has done what it takes to put himself in the position to make that kind of money, and the guy who's making minimum wage hasn't done that, okay? So, and in a free country, you can't make a distinction. So that means at the fair tax, the guy making minimum wage should pay whatever it is, 23% tax, as well as the CEO should pay 23% tax. But then you get all these people, the liberals, going, oh, well, that's not fair. Yeah, of course it's fair, because the CEOs buy things like airplanes and yachts and things of that nature, and guess what? They're paying tax on that.
Right.
You see?
Yeah.
And so they're paying the fair tax, and as well as they're paying for the loaf of bread that they get, just like the guy who's making minimum wage, they're paying the same amount of tax. So there should be no difference. And the fair tax knocks it out of the park, in my opinion.
All right. Thank you for calling, Kyle. I didn't mention those. But yes, fair tax is something that always comes up when we're discussing these issues. You've got April Marie Fogel here filling in for Dan Morris with my good friend Joey.
Hello.
Feel free to call us after this break or during this break, and we'll put you on next. 272-9228. 272-9228. More to come.
I saw your face.
The Dan Morris Show.
Cut up from the chase. Still I so at my...
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
For a limited time, get super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $34.99 per month. But if you act fast, you can double your speed for just $5 more, which means it's twice as fast as super fast. Is it super, super fast? Super fast plus. Whatever it is, it's awesome. Switch to internet 100 from WOW for only $34.99 per month and then double your speed for just $5 more. Sign up at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Limited time offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
It's happening. In just days, Publishers Clearing House will be ready to award $1,000 a day for life. Enter now at PCH.com, and you and your family could soon be celebrating the win of a lifetime. Don't miss your last chance to win $1,000 a day for life. Go to PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter at PCH.com now. Entries due 10/28. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Joey is playing the air drums over here.
Oh, yeah.
You've got April Marie Fogel filling in for Dan Morris today and tomorrow. Who knows what next week is going to bring?
Yeah, who knows? Who knows?
You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Parler at April Marie, APRYLMARIE, one of those pesky double first names. I've worked on the Hill, and I've worked for various members, one from Florida, mm-hmm. one from Arizona, one from Washington State. When I worked for the members out west, they had a really hard time with the double first name. Like, it was like a foreign concept for them.
Sure.
It was clear. It was like, you aren't from around here, are you? kind of thing. People would call and I'd say, hey, you got April Marie? And they'd be like, I got what? And then some people would think that's my last name. It was a very confusing thing. But it's good to be back in the South, where I've lived here now in Alabama for going on 7 years. I was just telling Joey, I had a Facebook memory pop up that was 7 years old. So it's been a little over 7 years I've been in Alabama. I don't get the questions as much. Every now and again, somebody will call me April, and I kind of scowl, and then they realize. But pretty much, April Marie is A-OK around here. I was mentioning to Joey, I saw what is one of the most disturbing stories that I've heard of recently. Mm-hmm. The headline kind of made my stomach lurch. And it said, and I'm going to read the headline. It's actually an Associated Press story. And I'm going to follow this case because if it turns out to be true, which a lot, there have been a lot of stories debunked, but if this story turns out to have some credibility, some legitimacy, I'm going to be very, very, very angry. Georgia ICE Detention Center is accused by a whistleblower of performing mass hysterectomies on immigrants. I'm going to say that again. A Georgia ICE facility has a doctor who is being accused of performing unnecessary mass hysterectomies on immigrants. And when I first heard that, all I could think of was back to the Holocaust. They are basically sterilizing these women, if this is true. Mm. Congressional Democrats, of course, and appropriately. Now, it annoys me the first line is leading congressional Democrats reacted furiously. Because if you give a Republican opportunity to weigh in on this, I guarantee you everyone would react furiously to this accusation.
Right.
So they're calling it a lightly substantiated claim. The woman who has come forward as a whistleblower was a nurse. The gynecologist has been given the nickname, are you ready? Try not to barf. The uterus collector by the staff there. The nurse is claiming he was performing mass hysterectomies. There was a press conference Tuesday in Atlanta where the nurse, lawyers for the nurse, her name was Dawn Wooten, refused to release her full statement, which she gave to the Department of Homeland Inspector General this week.
Mm-hmm.
If this is true, universal outrage, people.
Yeah, that's horrifying.
I don't care what you believe in terms of illegal immigrants, in terms of illegal aliens. There is no acceptable reason for something like this to be going on in the United States. I am all for mass deportations, which has caused me a lot of grief over the years because, of course, you're heartless if you want to send people back. I'm all for mass deportations. But if it is true, it is proven true that this is happening in the United States, universally, every person, especially and including all those who are pro-life, need to react strongly to this.
Well, and said you said it reminded you of Nazi Germany, and certainly, but eugenics started in this country with your early 20th century progressives and, you know, the sterilization of the unfit, Margaret Sanger, you know, founder of Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
But I mean, so much more than just Margaret Sanger. It is shocking if you go back to early 20th century America and in the name of science, these sorts of things being done. So if that's true, that is monstrous.
What she said, the nurse / whistleblower said, everybody he sees has a hysterectomy. Just about everybody. He's taken out he even took out the wrong ovary in a young lady who saw him for an issues. So basically, if a woman has to see this particular doctor, they are alleging that he is doing this. There's a 27-page complaint that was filed on behalf of the women at the detention center. I'm going to follow this closely and see what comes out of this because this is absolutely bonkers. I have very, very strong feelings on illegal immigration. I have very, very strong feelings on deportation. Very, very conservative, very right wing, if you will, in terms of sending people back. But this is unacceptable if it's true. You've got April Marie Fogle here with Joey Clark. When we come back, we are going to talk Attorney General bar. And all of the wonderful things, crazy things, explosive things. Joey's getting a little hot under the collar.
Yeah, I'm man
that
crush
he
on
has him. Said in the last couple days, because he is all in.